Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. At the beginning of Venerable Fulton Sheen's book, The World's First Love, he speaks about how God is like an architect. And he speaks of how God has these blueprints within himself of everything in the universe. The blueprint he has corresponds with how the thing actually is, except when it comes to human persons. And Fulton Sheen says, God has to have two pictures of us. One is what we are, and the other is what we ought to be. He has the model, and he has the reality. The blueprint and the edifice. The score of the music and the way we play it. God has to have these two pictures because in each and every one of us, there is some disproportion and want of conformity between the original plan and the way we have worked it out. The image is blurred. The print is faded. Then he goes on to talk a little bit about how there is this lack between what God is calling us to be and what we actually are. But then he continues on to say, there is actually only one person in all humanity of whom God has one picture and in whom there is a perfect conformity between what he wanted her to be and what she is, and that is his own mother. Most of us are a minus sign, in the sense that we do not fulfill the high hopes the Heavenly Father has for us, but Mary is the equal sign, the ideal that God had of her, that she is, and in the flesh. The model and the copy are perfect. She is all that was foreseen, planned, and dreamed. The melody of her life is played just as it was written. Mary was thought, conceived, and planned as the equal sign between ideal and history, thought and reality, hope and realization. And so today, on the memorial of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I just want to consider briefly that unique role that she plays for us as the perfect human. Right, so Jesus is the God-man, right? He's fully human, but he's also fully divine. But Mary is simply human, and she does that perfectly. In everything that God asks of her, she says this profound yes all of the time. She never says no to God. In the gospel for today, we see the story of Jesus when he's lost at the temple. His parents leave, and then they come back to Jerusalem, and they're searching for him for 3 days. And then when they find him, he's in the midst of the teachers, and he's asking questions. And everyone's very impressed by the answers that he's giving. And when Mary speaks to him, she says, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. So even though Mary is this perfect model, right, that the image that God has of her, this blueprint, is the same thing as who she actually is, right? There's no disparity between those two. Even in this perfection, she still doesn't fully understand what God is doing at every moment, but she does understand that she needs to continue to follow him and to continue to say yes to his will, and that she keeps these things in her heart, right? She ponders them in her heart. And I found great graces over the past year in being able to simply rest near the heart of the Blessed Mother. A lot of times I'll find myself when it's difficult or stressful or I don't know the answer or just things seem to be a bit overwhelming, that I find a lot of joy and peace in being able to become like a small child and to imagine myself in that home at Nazareth and to be able to just be with Mary. At times, the period I spend in prayer is just simply imagining being a small infant and just being held by my mother. And as Mary holds me, I just get to be. I get to be this little child who can't fix any of the problems around her. And that brings a lot of comfort and consolation. Also because the Blessed Mother is there with me. And she's holding me and she's comforting me. And she's just being a perfect mother, right? She's a mother for each one of us. And her heart is what we're striving to model our hearts after. This heart that is so perfectly conformed to the will of God that she only desires to do what God wants her to do. And she never wants to do anything apart from him. And so sometimes that's what I need to do. I just need to go and rest near the heart of the Blessed Mother so that I can learn from her. Learn how to surrender, to say yes even when things seem like they're spinning out of control, and just to trust that I have a Heavenly Father who loves me, and I have the Blessed Mother who loves me, and that they simply desire my holiness and my perfection, and that will be hard, but that I also get there through simply being and resting and striving to let the grace that God is offering to me conform my life more and more into the blueprint that he has for it, to help me become more the person that he desires me to be. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of your mother that you offer so generously to us. Grant us the grace to be receptive like the Blessed Mother and to have hearts like hers that are conformed to the will of the Father. Lord, grant us the grace to allow our lives to be conformed more and more to the image, the blueprint that you have for us, so we might become the saints that you desire us to be. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.